What do you do?
I work at a church.
You work at a church? Wow. Pretty sure that's called a nun. Her distance between her boyfriend is, he is Jesus. We have some distance between us. He's been gone for many years. But he's close to my heart. I love him. Hello, blip, 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 low, low, Jesus, he's my boyfriend. Beep, 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 battle, little puppy. Anything like that? Are you a nun?
No.
What other jobs at the church are there? Janitor, clean the pews.
I work with high schoolers.
You work with high schoolers at the church?
Yep.
High school ministries?
We want to reach out to you.
You want to reach out to me? Is that what you just said? No, this is a good church. Go to comedy club, sit in the front, change those people. We're gonna have a lot of ideas, but we can change them. Bring Jesus to him if he won't come to Jesus. How do you get high schoolers to work with Jesus? You're like, do they have to wear those rings? Like, what's that? Your period ring? Oh, purity. Period ring's a completely different thing. I got my period. Jesus gave me this ring because I got my period. Purity ring. That's what it is, right? Purity means no touching, no touching, no touching. There's a lot of...
distance.
You, is that why you have the distance between you? Jesus doesn't mind FaceTiming. Little, little, little. The show is taking a turn. I don't know where it is. But everybody's seen it. The Christians did it. The Christians did it, right? But do you work at the church as well?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Where's this church? I remember the nuns when I grew up. They looked nothing like this. They didn't bring their boobs out for Saturday night. We're going to the show. Get your titties out, girls. We're going to get some free drinks for Jesus.
Even have a TV? You seem like a young guy with no TV. What a dick. No TV, you're just an asshole. I want to punch you in the face so bad right now. How old are you? 29. Just a running around. No TV. Fucking goddamn 44. What do you think of that, son? Got my first gray pube the other day. What do you think of that? Fucking look at me in the eyes. I tried to pluck it, but I kept missing it, so now I got all these bald patches down there. Just looks like a sick chicken is what it looks like, for Christ's sake.
Old people, what did you do before you came here? Are you deaf?
Yes.
I hope you shit your pants. Ma'am, how did you meet him? How did you become his lover?
How did I meet him?
Yes, 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 oh, fucking yes.
I met him on the beach.
You met him on the beach?
On the beach.
All right.
65 years ago.
65 years ago. That was different times, right? No, no. I've been doing jokes all night. You guys haven't applauded once. They live. You guys clap. You know how easy it was to meet somebody on a beach 65 years ago? What beach were you on?
Rockaway Beach.
Rockaway Beach. New York, yes, I know. Thank you very much. Somebody yelled out. New York, did you just finally make it out to the West Coast?
No, we live in Florida.
You live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're visiting.
You're visiting? I know how it works, ma'am, when you live someplace else. Any chance you're staying with children and they sent you out tonight?
No.
That's family over there? That's your brother and sister?
Brother and
sister-in-law. It's probably best that they're not brother and sister. So what kind of car are you guys driving? Cadillac?
Which one?
What's that?
Which one of us?
Which one of you? You're all driving separate cars? Are you serious? Should we warn the CHP right now? Because I've had a conversation with you. I can't imagine all four of you merging at the same fucking time.
miss you. I feel like the front row's had a stroke. Are you guys okay? You smell toast? All right, some people laugh. Some people know what I'm talking about. Other people don't have healthcare. Why would they smell toast? They say you smell toast when you have a stroke, which is weird. What if you're making toast when you have a stroke, right? I think everything is just extra toasty that day. My God, I can't wait to put some peanut butter on. That is not the noise you make when you have a stroke, but it's a fucking funny joke. And if you're not laughing at that, you're probably allergic to peanuts. You're probably one of those assholes. I can't have a peanut joke. Take it back. I'm swelling up. Get my EpiPen. I can't breathe. The only people that are worse than those peanut allergy assholes are those gluten-free dicks. Any of those people in here? I smell bread. I might shit myself. There's a retirement party going on over there, and they are not happy about my jokes right now. That's okay. We can do anything we want. This is comedy. You can't do anything wrong in comedy. That's what's great about comedy. As long as you have fun, right, sir? Oh, why'd you say like you were scared? Yes, please don't pick on me. Don't sit in the front and then go, how did he find me? I looked down. You were involved in this. You were in this all night, my friend. You are going to be the part of it, my friend. You are the only black guy here tonight, and I am going to get to know you. You are black, right? Because I called you a black guy, and it'd be awkward if you're like, hey, I'm white. You're black and Mexican? Holy shit. So you must be going to school for free. Is there any other Mexicans here? Oh my God. See how easy that was? How can the government not find you people? That is all you have to do is ask. I want to build a wall. What a waste of money that is. Just buy a bus and drive around. Any Mexicans here? Yum, 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 yum. All right, get on. Drive up to Canada. Drop them off. I know a lot of you are confused. Why would you drop them off in Canada? Hello, that would make people not sneak back into America right there. You drop them off in Canada, they show up in t-shirts and it's cold, they're fucked, I tell you, right there. They will not come back to America without blankets and chiclets. What do you do? What's your job, brother? Hey, bro, what's your job? Hey, bro. You're a social worker? Nice, what does that mean? You take children away from people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much? Is that what you said? Supposed to be a joke and it came real. Are you with him, ma'am, or is he just taking your children? Don't cry, it's gonna be okay. You don't have to be with him. You're crying like you're gonna have to call your father and say, well, I'm with a black and a Mexican. You two together? All right, that's fine. That's your friends. Well, thanks for putting that out there. Such weird times. Everybody's like that. We're not gay. We're just friends. I just want to go to the bathroom that I want to go to the bathroom in. Everybody's all fired up because people are going to the wrong bathrooms. Everybody's all, oh my God, the transgenders are shitting. I don't know what they've been doing for the last 2015 years, but they've started shitting this year. Everybody, what are we going to do? They're pooping. They're pooping now. People are weird. They're confusing molester with the word transgender. It is completely different, all right? How do I explain this? My hockey coach did not dress up like a woman to molest me.
How old are you, ma'am?
54. Holy fuck, you look great.
Sir, not so good. How long you guys been married? Are you still dating? 20 years? Oh my God, fantastic. I've been married for 2. Would you like to know anything about the ins and outs, the expertise? I know you've only been together for 20. 2 years, a lot of fun. Probably a little bit different when you date her, right? She's probably a little bit more wild. My wife used to be a little bit more wild. She sent me random pictures of her tits every so often on the telephone. You know what she sent me a picture of the other day? Peanut butter in the fridge. With a note saying, did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? There's 2 of us that live together, Lester Holtz. If you cannot figure out who put the fucking peanut butter in the fridge, no need to turn this into a Dateline investigation. Let me narrow it down for you. Did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? No, then guess who put the fucking peanut butter in the fridge? I put the peanut butter in the fridge. Some of you might want to go for a shit while I'm on stage. You guys seem a little tight. But on TV, I'm better than you motherfuckers. Oh, you guys didn't laugh. You guys are so Midwest. They didn't laugh at that joke in the Midwest either. They're like, we've been on TV too. Completely different. You've been on TV because the wind took your house. just standing in a field. We used to live here. Yeah, used to. You live over there now. Walk to it. There's a reason they put wheels on the bottom of those places, because they're going to move at some point. All right, do a lot of you live in trailers? What's going on? For a lot of people that apparently live in apartments, you were offended by the trailer joke. Oh my God, my parents live in a fucking trailer. Mexicans? Is there any other Mexicans here? See how easy that was? How can the government not find you people? My God. How are you guys offended at a fucking comedy show, by the way? You guys have been offended by every joke. Oh, don't come to a comedy show. Oh, I didn't know there was gonna be jokes. This is bullshit. I expected more riddles. Who is this asshole? This is where jokes happen. It wasn't like you guys were in a Macy's shopping and we just ran in, sucked my balls, and then ran out again. That's where people should be offended, but they never are. They're like, well, that was weird, and they go right back to shopping. But then you guys come here, and then you realize you could have watched this on the internet while you're fucking here. That's why you guys are all mad, right? You could have been watching this on the subway, on your phone right now. Goddamn technology for this younger generation. Not you guys. You guys are in your 50s. You guys have no idea. You probably have to get home and get your TV set up to watch this.
I see you're wearing my favorite outfit, ma'am. You're wearing the shorts and high heels. Fantastic. I love that outfit. It says so much. It says, I'm going to the prom, but there could be a barbecue. My God, that is sexy. So smart. What if there's ribs at this event? Get my eating shorts. I'm about to fuck up a buffet. What kind of girls are you looking for there, fellas? What kind of girls you like?
Like a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor? All right. Are you trying to sleep with me? Because I was like, what kind of girls you like? I like to laugh. Yum, 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 yum. You like them tall? You like them short? You like them wide? You like them iceberg-like? What's that?
Curvy.
Tall and curvy? All right, I'll put it out there. Any tall and curvy girls? Sorry, buddy. Looks like it's not happening tonight.
Short and skinny?
Oh, just changed his mind. Short and skinny. Just keep describing girls until it happens.
One eye, one eye. Is anybody here with one eye?
Tell you what, cross-eyed people are dicks. Because they will not tell you which eye to look in. They will let you struggle for 15 minutes while you try to figure out which one is the dominant one. And they know what you're doing because they brush their teeth in the mirror every morning, so they've seen it before. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Those are the people that should have their own show on the TLC right there. Cross-eyed life. I'd watch that show, I tell you, right there. You put them in a round room, they gotta find their way out. It'll never happen, though. Never happen. Too many midget shows on the TLC. Yeah. 18 midget shows on the TLC. They only need one. I get their struggle. They can't reach it. I told that joke in Syracuse a couple weeks ago. Some lady snapped. Don't say that word. And I was like, what word? And she said, midget. I was like, well, how come you can say it? And she said, I'm a midget. And I have horrible eyes. And I said, you look normal. She said, I'm on a stool, you motherfucker. That was the night I was punching the dick by a midget. Because once they come running at you, you cannot slow them down. I'll tell you that. They have very powerful buttocks with those little legs. It's an inertia thing. She just come like that. Some of you are laughing. Other, that's bullshit. That didn't happen. That's right. It didn't happen. She actually punched me right here. Had I been a black man, I would have been punched in the dick by a midget. But I'm a white guy. She missed me by this much. Some of you are laughing, other, we got a big dick too, nah. No, you don't, white guy. Everybody knows white large is a black medium.
44, I have friends that die of natural causes now. You know what that is? Go to bed and they don't wake up. Natural fucking causes. Now I'm on cocaine because I don't want to sleep. Did you just shake your head to that joke? That bun in your hair is perfect for a fucking woman that judges a joke. My God, Laura Ingalls Wilder. Don't know, why would you even come to a show dressed like that? Get my bun, we're going to have fun. Nobody's ever said that. Tighten my hair up. We're going to judge a motherfucker. Is she with you? No TV? Is she with you? She just looked at me like this. Yeah, fuck, I'm with her. I'm with her. She put her bun in her hair. Oh, God, I'm so horny now. Put your bun in your hair so we can do taxes and fuck like we've never fucked before. Like we've got to check boxes over there. How old are you? You shouldn't have a bun in your hair. 27, my God, you shouldn't even have a bra on at 27. That guy's looking down there. She got a bra on, fuck, I want to see. Fucking, you're my favorite, buddy. You're my favorite. Goddamn. Look at that bun in her hair. That doesn't give you a boner, does it? No. Yeah, right there. Makes you want to do math. Not fucking goddamn see her naked. How did you guys meet?
Mexico.
In Mexico? She was... The Federales introduced you? Take this serious woman back to your country. She's too serious for Mexico. Get her out of here. She's probably cocaine in her hair right now. Did you really meet her in Mexico?
No,
you fucking lie. You brought your own jokes? What a dick. She's got bun hair and you've got your own jokes? What a fucking couple. You are not meant for each other. He's nothing but fun and you're nothing but serious. Oh my God. Fucking popsicles that aren't frozen. Nah, bun, you'll tell the truth. How did you meet? Goddamn lie, McLies. You don't know how he met him? Do you need help? You blink, we'll get you away from him. We'll get you back to your family back in Mexico. They're probably wondering where you are. They're probably trying to draw a picture of you right now. The hair, the hair. El Diablo. How old are you, buddy? 27, nice, fucking 29, maybe, fucking no TV. What do you do? What's your job?
I'm an animator.
You're an animator? Why'd you go like that? I'm an animator. Shouldn't you have a TV so you can see your cartoon? I don't want to see. Are you a shitty drawer? I don't want to see what I do. Fucking blap, blap, blick a lack a black. Could you turn make a cartoon tomorrow at work about fucking the liar, the bun, and me? What's that? Have you ever talked to a stranger? What the fuck? What's the deal with the front row? Don't sit at the front. Then how did he find us? I looked down. You guys are involved in this shit. Oh, we thought the stage was at the back. No, you fucking arrived early for this shit. No, fucking, you're all wiped out except for you. You're my favorite. I'm gonna go to the second row. Mexicans and Filipinos. Did you just do this? That's us. We're the Mexicans and Filipinas. Oh my God, it's like a hospital in here. Has nobody ever been to the hospital? It's all Mexicans and Filipino nurses. I could get a boner in the middle of this conversation, for Christ's sake. And then they're gonna put a cold spoon in my dick and make it go down.
What's your job? Hold on, I'll talk to him. You seem like you might have a sunburn. Do you have a sunburn? Or... You're just red? Okay, I'm pretty sure that is not on the chart at the doctor. Why are you red? Are you got anger in you? Are you road rage? You got road rage? You're one of those guys that gets mad when it gets cut off? I'm fucking late, and then I'll pull over to the side of the road and want to fight you for half an hour? I thought you were late. How do you have time for this? What do you do? What's your job?
I work for a beer distributor.
You work for a beer distributor? Holy crap. Like you drive a truck?
Working in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse? Distributing beer? To the trucks? Into the trucks? What's that like? You ever get hammered? Is this why you're red? You've been drinking a lot of beers at work? How'd you meet your lady?
How did we meet?
Did you say, how did we meet? Ma'am, are you okay? Have you been kidnapped? Because that was weird. That should not be the answer.
Hey, how did we meet?
Ma'am, remembers a day you didn't know him, then there was a day you did. What happened? How did you become lovers? I said, how did you become lovers? What's that?
A dating website.
A dating Oh, somebody just made a gross noise at the back of dating's website. Oh! I'm gonna be sick! What did... Your parents are married from a dating website? No. How old are you? I don't think dating websites have been around that long. Maybe a newspaper. Maybe they met through a newspaper. But I'm pretty sure the internet's only been around since 95, so unless you're 12, I'm pretty sure your parents have... Did your parents say they met on a dating website?
Well, my parents got married at 40 and 50.
Your parents got married at 40 and 50? Okay, but I think the big thing is... When did they have you? Because it'd be weird... Oh, it's your step-parents? Okay, that's completely different. Because you made it sound like that Pina Colada song. Like they broke up and then got back together because he liked Walks in the Rain or whatever that song is. Well, that was a good story, ma'am. That was a weird, interesting story. I asked you how you met, and you're like, my parents got married on a website. www.heywhatyoudoingat50.com. But how you met on a website as well? So your parents are like, hey, we found a man on the website. No, that's not what your parents said. That's a completely different website. That's Craigslist or something like that. That's like, I need a couch and I'm gonna fucking go to a glory hole. How old are you, sister?
37.
37?
Yes.
How's it going? Everything turning out the way you thought it would?
Perfectly.
Perfectly? Married? You married?
No, not so much.
All right, that was your friend that just heckled you. That was weird. Is everything good? It's great. It's fantastic. Married? No, she isn't. Are you looking for a man?
Yes.
All right, I got four brothers. Guys, she's 37. It's gonna be fantastic. She's a little older than you, but there's gonna be snacks in the fridge afterwards. Ma'am, have you ever been with a young guy?
My dad's right there.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Pretty sure the proper answer would have been no. Not my dad's right there, but if Dave wants to meet me near the bathroom, I'll give him a handy and he can join my hockey team. 37, you still want him? She nodded yes. This is the biggest night ever, David. God damn it.
I'm a teacher, so I have a little...
What did you just say? I'm a teacher?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher, so I'm used to having crushes on younger men.